Let's go back to your education, starting in elementary.
I started at Conway Brune, which was this private school on the north side of Tulsa, over near the Tulsa Country Club.
So that was your first grade?
I went to kindergarten there.
Kindergarten?
And the first time I was in a play, I loved theater. And in the first grade, we were doing Sleeping Beauty. And this boy I liked, Frederick Asa, was the prince, and I was the Sleeping Beauty. Well, the princess is supposed to awaken with the touch of the prince, you know. But I was so enamored with the touch that I didn't come to. So he kicked me. And so the first grade teacher said, that will be the end of the play. And so I didn't get any more drama for quite a while.
You attended that school. What year was that?
Well, it was kindergarten through the third grade. And then after that, I went to Riverview. And then in the sixth grade, I started at Holland Hall and graduated from Holland Hall.
Where was it located when you went to school
there? Well, when I went to school, it was on Boulder between 18th and 21st.
Building still stands.
Yes, exactly.
I'm fascinated with the elementary. It was a private school, Conway?
Conway Brune.
Aunt Jeannie went there too.
Yes, she did. That's true.
Your Aunt Jeannie.
Yes.
And her name is?
Jeannie Walter Davison. She's married to Dan Davison. Marjorie, share with John your story about going to Holland Hall with the chauffeur and where the streets stopped and you walked.
Not all streets were paved at that time.
Not all streets were paved, nor did I want to go with a chauffeur. I wanted to go on my own, and I did not want to be seen at school arriving with a chauffeur. So I asked them to let me out before I got to school and walk the rest of the way. It isn't as though that chauffeur lasted forever, but anyway, during the period, I was very sensitive about this, and I didn't like it one little bit.
So you would have been in about what grade?
Oh, maybe seventh grade.
Anybody else show up with a chauffeur?
Might have, but I was only worried about myself.
Right.
I think they probably would have.
Probably Elliot Phillips.
Yes, there would have been someone. I think maybe the Bulls.
College. You went on to college from Holland Hall.
I went to college. I went to Connecticut College for Women, which is no longer for women. Connecticut College. That's in New London, Connecticut. There were three of us from Tulsa that went to Connecticut College, and the president said our representation from Oklahoma has increased 300%.
Who were the other two?
Mary Lou Adams and Dorothy Blodgett.
So Adams family?
Adams family would be Adams and Leonard.
It was a real estate firm that no longer exists, and that family's no longer here.
Any association to the Adams Hotel?
No.
Tell us how you got there.
I knew I wanted to go to a girls' college, and I knew I wanted to go to a small college. And this came across the desk, so to speak, and it appealed to me, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. But after 2 years there, I worked off all my prerequisites, and I found out I was interested in taking some drama and going someplace where they had more than Connecticut did at that time. And from the L.A. Phillips, part of the Phillips family in Bartlesville, I heard of the Erskine School in Boston. This just suited me to a T. So I transferred the junior year and went to Erskine in Boston and loved it. It was absolutely marvelous. There were certain prerequisites there. You had to go to the opera and the symphony, and you visited the historical sites, and you did all of the wonderfully culturally interesting things that were certainly available to us. And I can remember that one time we went to this play, and it was going to be the tryout of Porgy and Bess. And it was definitely a success. It was that theater that was the first time anyone black had come into the theater. This year would have been 1936.
Okay, so the first time anybody black.
The person was black who was in the play. Boston being as reserved as it was, it was wondered how this would be accepted. And there was great applause. It became a success right then and there. But I had no idea that this was a first, nor did it have any meaning to me. I didn't have the sensitivity to it at all, of what I was supposedly taking part in or witnessing, you might say. Never
right.
thought about it. That only became reflective publicly later on.
Mm-hmm. But the person, I don't know if you remember the black person's name,
no.
was such a success on stage, there was no backlash of
yes.
any sort to that
no.
at all.
No.